This is Witness More with Matthew Jonathan and Walter the Dog. Welcome to the podcast. We'll be exploring everything from the paranormal to the strange to the overall unexplained. Sit back, relax, enjoy the journey, and get ready to witness more. Welcome back to another podcast of Witness More with Matthew and Jonathan. I'm Matthew.
Jonathan.
All right. So hope everyone's having a good, week, day, month. Yeah, whatever. Turns it off and people listen if they binge or not. Not too much is new over here. How about you?
Actually, let me go back to something.
All right.
Have you listened to any of our podcasts?
I have listened to pieces of our podcast. I haven't gone back and listened to an entire episode yet. Yeah. I'm going to listen. I'll listen for sound quality. I'll listen to, just see. I don't know.
Okay.
Why? Are you a regular listener?
I used to be, but since I'm not in the car anymore. Uh-huh. I listened to about a month ago. I listened to Bob Lazar again because that was okay. One of my favorites.
Okay.
But I haven't, until we started working from home full time, I haven't gone back. So for me, that was like second or third week of March.
Okay. Yeah, I've gone in, like I said, I'll listen to like maybe the first 20, 30 minutes or so. And then I'll usually get like a text to like plunder or something, and that's when I'll stop. But, I guess since I've been home, I haven't either.
Honestly, I don't really listen to music anymore. Because I only listen to it in the car.
Yeah.
So the last two weekends, we've gone together, and I live an hour away. So I listen to, songs. But, yeah, I'm not an active listener of very much of anything anymore.
No, I've been watching a lot of, TV and movies and stuff. So I've been in the car a little bit and I listen to the radio in the car. I listen to the radio. For instance, this Saturday I got up early and did some stuff around the house, drug some stuff out for bulk pickup. And I put my headphones in and listened to music then. I just put something like 90s alternative radio station, Apple Music or whatever. Or I'll just listen to the XM app. Or if I'm in the shower, then I'll turn it on, but that's 15, 20 minutes. You know what I mean? I'll just
take a 20 minute shower.
It takes a few minutes for the water to cool off. Right. And then I take a shower. And then when I'm done, I might shave or something. So yeah. Mm. If I shave, it's 20 minutes. If it's, I just need to rinse off really quick, it's 5. But I have a Amazon Echo or whatever, the Dot, I think it's called. I have one of those in the bathroom. And I just say, hey, Alexa, play Raging as a Machine, and I'll get through 2 songs and be done with my shower. If I listen to Tool, it's like half a song because it takes 8 minutes for Tool song to even get started, right?
I don't know. I've never listened to Tool.
Tool's pretty good.
We're way off topic. Give them a chance.
Yeah. So, We are. So you went to the dentist today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any cavities?
No.
No? Did you get a toy out of the toy box?
No, they don't have one. I got a toothbrush and toothpaste and floss.
Okay. Waxed floss?
Yeah.
Unwaxed? Okay. Did you get the fluoride treatment?
No, I haven't done that in years.
Okay. Is it because you're afraid that fluoride is an agent that the government uses to make the population apathetic so it can control every aspect of your life?
So I do believe that to some extent, not the definition you just said. I probably went maybe 10 years without a fluoride treatment. We'll go closer to 7 or 8. But the reason I don't do it now is because I use Sensodyne, which is really high in fluoride.
Okay.
So I don't need to do, I think the treatment's like $20. I don't need to do that if I'm using Sensodyne.
Yeah, insurance doesn't pay for it, I don't think.
No, it doesn't. And they agree.
Do you agree with the fact that fluoride is a government agent?
I agree that they put it in the water because it does affect your brain to some degree.
So you don't think it was for our health and safety? You think it was to make us apathetic so it can...
That has been proven to an extent. There's also been no proven benefit health-wise, how fluoride taken internally can help us. It's good for our teeth, but we spit it out.
That's true. Yeah. I guess if you're drinking water.
Yeah, you're putting it in your body and it's going through and it's just affecting your brain in a different kind of way, but it's not helping your bones. I mean, it might on a super small, and that actually makes me think of something else. We have way more magnesium in our bones than we do calcium. And the dairy industry really pushed calcium to doctors and dentists and not dentists, but osteopaths, whoever the bone doctors are, they really pushed that. And that's why it got so in our, the food pyramid. And magnesium is way more beneficial for our bones than calcium, but magnesium is not in dairy products. So that never really, is talked about.
Right.
So calcium in bones and calcium in milk and all that stuff, there's also foods that are much higher in calcium than milk, but it's the dairy industry, like in the 40s, 50s, 60s that really, really pushed that. And that's why it's common knowledge in air quotes. But yeah, put in fluoride in our water. I mean, if they really want to do something for us, put magnesium in our water. Magnesium's good for all aspects of the body, not just bones.
And that's not poisonous?
No. You can take if you have too much, did you say vape it?
Zinc. Zinc is.
Vic?
Poisonous, right? Z-I-N-C. Zebra, Indio, November, Charlie. Zinc is poisonous, right?
No. I mean, anything's poisonous in high levels, but zinc, you can have 18 milligrams a day and be fine.
All right. So isn't zinc in magnesium?
No, zinc's its own element.
Okay. I'm not a chemist.
Trace in minerals can be, fluoride can be considered poisonous. But I don't know what level they put in water.
I don't even know if they still do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So, do you have any cavities?
Like, do I have fillings? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
I have fillings,
Okay, how many?
All of my molars.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you when you got your first filling?
A child, maybe six.
Did you drink tap water as a kid?
I'm sure I did.
Out of the hose and stuff too?
Yeah, because bottled water didn't really become popular until probably the 90s.
Right.
And I was born in 80. So I'm sure I drank tap water for at least the first 12 years of my life, probably longer.
Interesting. Okay. See, I've never had a cavity or a filling.
Well, it has nothing to do with your drinking water.
Right. Well, that's,
just brush your teeth.
Well, honestly, just in the morning for sure. And then maybe at night, if
your parents were watching you.
Well, yeah, I at least get the towel a little wet to make it look like I got my face off. I always just wrote it off to hey, the government's putting fluoride in the water, and growing up, all I drank was tap water and water out of the hose. So, that's kind of what it is. So that's why I've always thought I never had a cavity.
I think I probably ate way more sugar than you.
Maybe.
Because I remember, I don't know how I would get the money for this, but taking $2 to the corner store and getting a whole bunch of candy and then not eating dinner because I was filled up on candy. Oh.
Okay.
I would do that regularly. And then
Which store would you go to?
Perry Drugs.
Oh my gosh. On the corner up there on Kirchable?
I don't remember the street names.
That's so. I haven't heard of Perry. I haven't thought about Perry Drugs in decades. Huh. So, I guess we're getting off track a little bit. But
yeah.
So you don't think that fluoride in the water is a conspiracy theory? You think that there's some legitimacy to it?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Okay. I just thought they put it in there. I didn't think there's any studies that came out that said, hey, fluoride is going to make you not care as much, be kind of a pushover. I think that's the take on it, right? So if you're an anti-
It's a lot more mild than that.
Fluoride? Right.
If you do some research on it, there's a lot of, and don't quote me on this, but because I don't know the legitimacy of this, and I really haven't paid attention or looked into it in probably 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you there's peer-reviewed journal articles that state that fluoride is not as good for you as they say it is, or that it does affect your brain in some kind of way. At one time, I did really dive deep and look into it. And at least at that time, I was sold on what I found. So I didn't buy a fluoride toothpaste. I don't drink tap water anyways. So that's, I haven't drank tap water in years. I've always filtered my water myself or, bought water, reverse osmosis. Mm-hmm. And I always denied the fluoride treatment at the dentist. So I would say I did that from maybe 2007 to 2014, somewhere in that time frame. Huh. So it's been a while since I really looked into it.
Right. Okay. So it's interesting. So let me ask you a couple of questions. So calcium, you're saying calcium is not good for your bones, or you said that there's something better for your bones?
Calcium is good for your bones, but not in the quantities and levels. Magnesium is better for your bones. There's a higher quantity of magnesium to calcium ratio in our bones.
So magnesium makes your bones stronger, not milk.
Well, milk does, but my whole point is that
there's
whole
no
idea was pushed by the dairy.
There.
Well, if magnesium was naturally a high element in milk, we would right now be having a conversation, a different conversation.
Right. So what else have you lied to about? Because I'll be honest, I was
a lot of psychology.
Years old when I found out that magnesium is better for your bones than calcium. I just learned that.
Oh.
I was today years old. Yeah, I'd never heard that before. So.
Oh. Can you Google it right now?
Yeah. Let me fact check you really quick.
Yeah, go for it. And
I believe you.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff in the food pyramid is outdated. Well, the entire measurement system for vitamins and minerals is outdated. And those numbers are very, very different than what they could be.
Okay, so here's this is just like when you type in, is magnesium good for you? This is the first thing that comes up in Google. Magnesium is a nutrient that the body needs to stay healthy. Magnesium is important for many processes, including regulating muscle and nerve function, blood sugar levels, blood pressure, and making protein, bones, and DNA. So it is in there, mm-hmm. The bone part. It was also good for, I guess, blood pressure and nerve function.
So what I looked up says many researchers and nutritionists now believe that magnesium is more important than calcium in order to maintain healthy bones. Wow. In addition, magnesium is responsible for more than 300 biochemical reactions and necessary for optimal health.
Yeah, so here, this is a Mayo Clinic article. So I kind of put some credence into the Mayo Clinic. You know what I mean? When they, if they publish something, I feel like it's better. And they're saying that, yeah, you should have a few servings of magnesium a day to meet your needs. They said before you run out and get a supplement, nuts, seeds, whole grain, beans, leafy vegetables, milk, yogurt, and fortified foods are good sources.
So in addition to this,
almonds and cashews.
Oh yeah.
Eat a are high in magnesium.
In addition to that, I think osteoporosis is such a huge problem right now because all of the baby boomers only focused on calcium and not magnesium. So all of their bones are falling apart.
And they did a lot of marijuana back in the 60s.
I don't think that
affects it. And STDs. I don't know. I'm just making fun of boomers for a minute. Mm-hmm. Muscle and nerve function is like a big thing that it does.
Yeah, a lot of people take magnesium to relax their muscles to go to sleep.
Is it okay? So you'll probably give me shit for this question, but whatever. Isn't magnesium the same stuff that makes a flashbulb flash?
No, I'm not going to give you shit for it, but magnesium needs to be heated to like 2,000 degrees in order for it to burn.
So okay, so then what makes a flashbulb flash?
Usually steel wool.
Really? I thought it was magnesium. Yeah. I always thought it was magnesium.
Are you thinking of Xeon?
No. I guess I'll Google that one on my phone. What makes a flash bulb flash? Magnesium. I was right. It's magnesium. A flash is the ablation of photography producing a flash of artificial light. To help illuminate this, it's... Hang on. Where is it in here? Flash refers to the electronic flashing discharging light. I'll find it. Hang on. It said it was in Wikipedia here. No, I can't see the word magnesium anywhere.
Okay. Maybe it can be magnesium. That's likely not a common thing. You're thinking of flash cubes?
Yeah. Yeah, like flash
maybe
cubes. I mean, not necessarily the one in your phone. I think that's just a really bright light. But like the old school flashes. For taking pictures, I always thought were magnesium. Because it says magnesium, a metal.
Photographers should have been eating that instead of burning it.
Yeah,
then they wouldn't have osteoporosis.
Maybe they're trying to get their daily dose of magnesium by just looking at the flash.
Maybe.
Yeah, so does magnesium. Flash bulbs. So, all right. So, yeah, let me check the time really quick. Okay. Oh, we're good. We're only at 20. So the so fluoride, even though you agree that there may be dental benefits to it, you mm-hmm. think could be something that the government uses to quote unquote dumb down the population. You think that the United States Dairy Association, if that's the thing, or the dairy farmers mm-hmm. of America or whomever started mm-hmm. pumping up calcium to sell more milk.
Yes.
Not necessarily as a health benefit, although calcium may be good for bones. There's better sources or better elements for you to have strong bones, i.e. magnesium. So what else is a falsehood then? I don't want to say conspiracy theory. That's a big paintbrush, right? That's a big stroke to just say, hey, what are all these conspiracy theories? Like, what is the Jolly Green Giant full of crap too? But I mean, like, what else out there that has been, kind of kicked around is,
well,
red meat?
Well, I'm going to go back to what I was just thinking. I saw an advertisement from 1888 for a cough syrup that had cannabis, opioids, morphine, and one other ingredient. Probably cocaine is opioids.
Yeah.
Oh, alcohol. So it's alcohol. That was the four ingredients. And it was a cough syrup. And when I saw that, I was like, holy shit, now I kind of want to get coronavirus if they give you this. But
I think you'll be lucky to get Tylenol 3.
150 years ago, that was the standard practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things were revamped and all of that stuff was recognized to be really bad for you. And the people who were making money off of it had to, change up their ingredients. But
right.
I think everything that we learned about food science and nutrition and like when all of these guidelines were established for us, which were 80 years ago, somewhere around that time, I think a lot of that is being looked at and reevaluated. And I think the food pyramid has...
It's been redone. Slowly
been changing, since the 70s and 80s.
It's not the one that I grew up learning about.
And the amounts are different. Now fats and sugars are like at a bare minimum, where fats 60 years ago were like a base of the standard diet.
Yeah.
And I further think, because I know we have a lot of international listeners, I don't think this is particular to where we live. I know... different countries have different standards. But right. I think that at one time, and when I say at one time, I mean like over the period of maybe two decades, all countries were kind of on the same page. So I think Europe in the 40s and 50s was probably pretty similar to America in the 40s and 50s. And I think Europe has a much more clean diet now and stricter guidelines. But...
they're less processed. We process way too much shit that we eat. You know what I mean?
Well, that and also the ingredients.
Right.
They have warning labels like California. Like they have warning labels on everything if something's been proven to be too bad for you. And there's a lot of stuff. I can't name it like off the top of my head, but there's a lot of stuff that's restricted in Europe as to where here it's not. Like a lot of artificial sweeteners. Yes.
The stuff that make the stuff macaroni and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese, that gives it a yellowish flavor.
That's annatto
in Europe.
Annatto?
Huh?
Annatto is what?
Yellow dye number 5.
There was something I bought a couple weeks ago. And I was looking up what gives it its yellow color, and it was annatto. So at least that single product, okay, it wasn't Kraft macaroni and cheese, but whatever that single product was using an auto.
Okay. Okay. So here is your food pyramid from 1985. The bottom of the food pyramid is bread, cereal, rice, and pasta, 6 to 11 servings.
Per day?
I believe so, yeah. It just says food pyramid from 1985.
Okay.
The second rung up is vegetables and fruits, 2 to 4 servings. The third level up is milk, yogurt, and cheese, 2 to 3 servings. Meat, poultry, fish, beans, eggs, and nuts, 2 to 3 servings. And the very top of it is fats and oils used sparingly. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, 1985 food pyramid. Mm. It changed a little bit in 92. And this one is for kids. But it's still your... I can't zoom in enough to like make it clear. And then in 99, they didn't do it going up. They went across. It looks really weird. But grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meat. But yeah, there's something grains should be the most.
And well, so another thing was we always have been told that eating fat makes you fat. And that's not the case. Our body doesn't process fat that way. Right. So fats are being recognized, especially healthy fats, are being recognized now to take in much higher amounts than 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So that whole thing, and I think I watched a documentary on this, that whole thing, that whole idea about the fats was based off of one researcher who was trying to manipulate, he essentially manipulated his data to make it look like fat was really, really bad for you. And one of his strongest arguments, and this was again like in the 50s, but one of his strongest arguments was that, the Native American population, like in Alaska and in Northern Canada, like all those really cold countries.
Where, Inuits?
I don't know what the proper name is, but all these Northern countries that primarily eat only fish, they have very, very high fat diets because fish is very, very high in fat, right?
Right.
His argument was that those people didn't become successful like white people did who moved from Europe to America and, you know, started the Industrial Revolution, you know, drive cars and live in societies. That was his argument. And it's actually very fascinating because that was what kind of discredited why we shouldn't be eating so much fat, because people who have high fat diets, and he used, again, this one population, weren't as successful as, you know, Americans in the 50s. Huh. And Americans that ultimately came from Europe, so Europeans as well.
And he says because they're pescatarians?
He didn't use that word.
That's really all that's available to him.
Yeah, they don't even eat fruits and vegetables. They can only eat fish because that's the only thing available.
You can't grow it in that climate.
Right.
I mean, I guess occasionally you might get the one-off polar bear, right?
Maybe.
I can't imagine that's very good meat, especially if all you're used to eating is fish. But fish isn't bad for you. It's supposed to be better for you than red meat.
Yes. His argument was not that fish was bad for you, but that high fat diets were bad for you. And that was the reasoning. And that's kind of falls back on everything I'm saying. A lot of quote science in the 50s was very, very manipulated because it wasn't as reviewed and sought over. You know, you have someone with a doctoral degree or a PhD or a medical science degree, and they say, mm-hmm. like, hey, this is true. That pretty much goes. They publish a book, and that book gets sold, and that's what everyone thinks.
Wow.
They didn't have the internet to, and they didn't have Snopes.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, I think in addition, in addition to the whole calcium manganese, the whole fluoride thing, I think mm-hmm. a lot of stuff that we just think is common sense or common knowledge is mm-hmm. not really the case and very, very manipulated because it's 80-year-old research.
Yeah.
So there are some things that are reviewed like every decade, but there's a lot of stuff that isn't.
Right. No, that's, yeah. And I know that like we've allowed corporations to get into the food game too much here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your Monsanto's, hey, we need to produce stuff cheaper instead of leaning on farmers for it.
I mean, just look at the alcohol and tobacco. It's been very proven that alcohol is way worse for you than weed, but right. weed's only legal in 15 or 20 states right now. And also in a lot of states only for medicinal purposes. Yeah. Colorado is one of the very few. And Colorado's crime has significantly dropped.
They're making money hand over fist.
And their opioid addiction rate has decreased by over 20% in the last 5 years.
Oh. California is legal for recreational use as well.
Okay. So I'm sure their crime's way down. Their sales are down.
I think they're behind. Yeah, they're behind the curve. Because I think Colorado was the first one to do it. And I think that, was that 5 years ago?
I don't know. Sure.
But California followed suit a couple years later. So I think they'll plus that's California's a huge state. That's a big ship's jar. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Colorado, I mean, you know, real estate. I mean, everything's gone up in Colorado because of it, because there's just so much money there now.
Yeah.
You know, they're just.
Yeah, yeah, there's no way I could afford to live there.
No. And a lot of people blame the cannabis industry for it. You know, I mean, I know some people up in Colorado, and, you know, if you go to your resort towns, people that just, middle class people that make a decent wage that should be able to buy real estate and afford stuff are getting driven so far out into the outskirts of these resort towns that they just can't survive anymore. You know, so they're moving, to bigger cities, and yeah, it's kind of sad, but I mean, that's what happened. So I've always said, treat it like cigarettes, produce it, tax it, let it go. Who cares? Yeah, I wouldn't say the same thing about cocaine or meth, but I would about marijuana.
So cigarettes is another example. There's no health benefit to cigarettes. They were originally marketed as medicine, and then everyone figured out they're really bad for you. But the alcohol or the tobacco industry has such a huge foot in politics that there's no way they'll make it illegal.
No, they've got so much money.
Yeah. So, yeah, these really bad companies can absolutely manipulate all of our, everything, really, because money is power.
I kind of think cigarettes are on the way out. I would say give it a generation, and I think they're gone.
Yeah. And also, all of those companies are now putting nicotine in these little packets or vape. There's other ways to get nicotine, and that's what it really comes down to. There's also some studies that show that nicotine can be medicinal in very, very small quantities. I think a standard cigarette has 3 to 5 milligrams of nicotine, but like in 1 milligram, it can be beneficial, and just not, or just nicotine, not,
right,
you know, not smoking.
Right. Oh yeah. No. Yeah. You smoke it, and whatever medicinal benefit it has just went out the window.
Well, yeah. Cause you're smoking.
Yeah. A whole bunch of you're other killing stuff your, yeah, too. Exactly.
And yeah. The hydrocarbons.
Right. Yeah. No, I would say kids that are being born now in the next 5 years, I'd say those kids don't smoke cigarettes. I think very few people who would be behind the millennials, I guess Gen Z might be what they're called. I think it's going to be very rare that someone in that generation is going to smoke. And I'd say whatever the kids that are born now, I think those kids aren't going to be like, you know, your kids are born in 2020, 2021 through 2025. I'll bet they don't smoke at all.
Well, I would think,
yeah.
I would think that there's not going to be this huge rat behind the counter of 30 different brands of cigarettes, you know?
No. Yeah, I can't even tell you. Like, I don't even know, what does a pack of cigarettes cost these days? It's probably got to be close to 10 bucks a pack by now, right?
I think it changes state to state. I know in Australia, it's like $30 a pack.
Seriously?
They tax, like, yeah,
$30 US.
Yeah, look it up. They tax the shit out of it because they don't want anyone smoking.
That's one way to...
Yeah, I think it has like a 4x tax rate on it. But I would think the really cheap ones are probably $6. And then a prime one is like maybe 10. How much are cigarettes in Australia?
You know what? Pack of 20 cigarettes is $23.86 in Australia. Yeah. And
so you're going to go broke if you want to smoke.
Yeah. Oh,
that's probably their slogan.
Arizona is about $8 a pack. Arkansas is $6.07. California is $5.89. So yeah. Huh. Wow. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what were those? Oh man, they probably don't make any more because we're in sensitive time. But the cheap cigarettes were those American Indian ones. You remember those? Those are like, well,
are
like
you thinking
college,
of American Spirits?
Like, yes, American Spirits. And they had like the Native American guy in it. Yeah, those have probably been kicked out.
Or are you thinking of Beedies?
No, I was thinking of American Spirit.
American Spirits are called. Those are like $12 a pack.
Really?
Yeah, those are considered like prime because they're organic.
Oh, those are the natural ones. Maybe there's a different one that were cheaper. So, oh well. So, all right, man. Well, man, this was an interesting little chat.
Yeah, I can tell you a whole lot more. Today. I'll give you a couple things to look up.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll start winding it down here a little bit. Haven't had much Twitter activity. Have you had any Gmail activity?
Oh, you know what? I did not as of like Thursday of last week.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
I can look at.
Yeah, no, I did. If it's quick, the lady just came on a couple of minutes ago and said they were running out of time.
Okay. It's loading. No. Okay. Nothing.
No. Okay. All right.
Well, I didn't even get to talk about my telenovelas.
Oh, okay. I think we might have to table that.
Okay.
Till next week. Yeah. I don't want to. It's just going to end and then it's going to be very awkward. Yeah. So,
we'll talk about
telenovelas next week. Okay. You know, keep tweeting us or tweet us, email us. Love to hear from you guys. You know, thank you very much for your support during these unprecedented times. And yeah, we'll do this again next week. So for Witness More, I'm Matthew.
Jonathan.
All right. Everyone have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Witness More. If you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation or want to reach out to us, you can tweet us at witness_more or email at witnessmorepodcast@gmail.com.